I'm David Schoenbrunn, president of TransDEF, the Transportation Solutions Defense and Education Fund, an environmental nonprofit focused on reducing the impacts of transportation on climate change. Roughly half of GHG emissions in California come from motor vehicles. While the state has succeeded in reducing the carbon content of fuel and required more fuel-efficient engines, it has utterly failed to turn around the trend towards ever more driving in the state, otherwise known as VMT, or vehicle miles traveled. As a result, GHG emissions from transportation are increasing, while most other sectors of the emissions inventory are decreasing due to major state efforts. This means the state's goals to reduce GHGs will not be met. TransDEF has been on the same message for the past 25 years. The region needs to greatly reduce solo driving. MTC, the region's agency for transportation finance, has been the chief obstacle to that policy direction. That's because its commissioners are local elected officials who stubbornly oppose change. While MTC is the worst, CCTA, the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, is a close runner-up. Let's start with the big picture of why TransDEF opposes Measure J. It's because CCTA sees no need to change its priorities in response to climate change. Even though the 2017 countywide transportation plan showed VMT increasing 28% and GHG emissions increasing by a like amount, that did not trigger a rethinking. In 2016, I wrote the ballot arguments opposed to Measure X, CCTA's progenitor to Measure J. I wrote, Contra Costa needs a transformative 21st century plan for mobility in the future. Measure X is not that plan. CCTA obviously learned a lesson from that experience. They titled their 2020 transportation expenditure plan a transformative plan for Contra Costa's future. If you could hold up the cover of the TEP, please. Somebody's got it here. Who? Here it is. Just let me show this. A transformative plan. I assert this is a direct steal from my 2016 ballot arguments. CCTA titled it a transformative plan. While they figured out that they needed to greenwash themselves, they weren't willing to listen to our advice and actually be transformative. This is a status quo document. As a result of this tax, it's fair to say that very little will change. Solo driving drops by only a tiny percentage, despite a 27% increase in population by 2040. VMT goes up 28%. That's a disaster because both because of the congestion it causes and the GHG emissions that will release. While congestion is no longer considered an environmental impact under CEQA, increased VMT is. And we heard that there's a revolutionary requirement in the TEP. Every project has to achieve VMT and GHG goals. That's what they say. I've never seen anything like that. I have absolutely no confidence in Contra Costa's leadership on this issue. I don't believe it. And they would have to go a lot further than they've gone in the TEP language to convince me that they're actually serious. CCTA is hiding the fact that Measure J is a tax increase. It doubles the current transportation expenditure tax, the current transportation sales tax. getting the ballot designation letter J will encourage many voters to believe that they are extending the existing Measure J, which runs until 2034. That's why we are assisting in a lawsuit that is challenging multiple aspects of how CCTA is presenting this measure. We assert that Measure J fundamentally misrepresents the congestion relief that the measure would deliver. Any normal person hearing the claim that the measure will reduce congestion would think that the measure is promising to reduce current levels of congestion. They would be wrong. As a result of our lawsuit, we forced CCTA's lawyers to publicly expose the rotten core of the agency's planning. They wrote, quote, "In other words, although overall congestion will increase due to normal population and growth, the 2017 countywide transportation plan improvement studied by the DEIR will reduce that congestion." What they're saying is it will be less worse than what would happen if we didn't do anything. This is an agency and a political class that are unwilling to acknowledge the end of the suburban dream. Instead, they insist on doubling down on what has not worked in the past. CCTA admits that congestion actually gets 166% worse by 2040 as compared to 2013. That's not reducing congestion. CCTA's official response is that congestion will be better with Measure J than if we did nothing. As we wrote in our ballot arguments in 2016, let's do more to stop future congestion than just watch it get worse. The reason congestion gets so much worse is because the number of cars on the road will grow much faster than the roads themselves. You can't pour 5 gallons of water into a 4-gallon jug. That's what CCTA's plan essentially is. Measure J's growth management program supports a development pattern that makes practically every new resident commute by car. That's not a plan to relieve congestion. The answer is to change the pattern of future development away from suburban sprawl and towards transit-oriented infill. That's what SB 375 requires, and that's why MTC and all the CMAs, including CCTA, have fought vigorously to not have SB 375 actually drive any hooks into them to make them do things. They have essentially managed to neuter SB 375. I know because I've spent 10 years making comments to the Air Resources Board about how they have failed to implement SB 375 in a way that actually meets its legislative intent. I'd like to mention that in the TEP is language that says CCTA will ensure funding in the TEP will achieve the outcomes in the 2017 countywide transportation plan. Those outcomes are, as I said earlier, disastrous in terms of increased congestion, lower speeds on the freeway, worse particulate air quality, and a worse quality of life. Let's just be blunt about it. And they're standing by and saying, well, it's better than nothing. Well, hello, if we actually planned our land use to impact how people function to get around, that would make a gigantic difference. From an environmental standpoint, there's no way to square Measure J with the club's transportation policies that prohibit support of highway widening. So there's no way to endorse this measure. The question before you then is whether the club will exercise its environmental leadership to tell voters that CCTA needs to change its priorities before the club can endorse any CCTA measure. I urge you to vote to recommend the club and the chapter oppose the measure to send CCTA a powerful message: the era of highway project is over. I reserve the balance of my time.